Bitcoin OTC desk balances hit record lows after a 400,000 BTC drain. Bitcoin held by over-the-counter desks has fallen to record lows, with roughly 400,000 BTC drained from those balances since 2022, according to on-chain data flagged on June 22, 2026. The drawdown lands at an awkward moment for the people who usually cite it. Bitcoin trades at $64,783 as of June 22, 2026, up 0.9% on the day, but down 3.7% over the past week, and the Fear and Greed Index reads 22, deep in fear territory. The number is striking because the supply story and the price story point in opposite directions. A shrinking pool of available coins is the kind of setup bulls point to before a squeeze. Right now, it is showing up alongside a falling price and a sixth straight week of spot ETF outflows. The supply that quietly left the desks, OTC desks, settled large trades away from public exchange order books. Funds, corporate treasuries, and miners offloading freshly mined coins use them to move size without slipping the market against themselves. The balance these desks hold is effectively a buffer of coins ready to change hands without ever touching a visible bid or ask. That buffer has thinned to record lows. Tallies vary by methodology and snapshot date, so the exact figure depends on which series you read. One widely cited CryptoQuant dataset puts the OTC desk peak near 480,000 BTC in late 2021 against roughly 150,000 today, a decline of about 70%. The June 22nd reading marks a fresh low for the metric. Either way, the direction is the same. Coins have been steadily pulled off these desks for more than 3 years and have not come back. Miners are part of the same picture. Reserves held by mining operations have also trended down as firms sell production to cover costs, a pattern reinforced by JP Morgan's recent note that Bitcoin has traded below its estimated mining cost for 5 straight months. Coins that leave a miner's wallet to be sold are coins that have to be absorbed somewhere, a draining reservoir into a falling market. The usual reading of low OTC balances is bullish. Less idle supply, so any uptick in demand has fewer coins to soak it up. The current setup complicates that story. Demand is not surging. U.S. spot Bitcoin ETFs have bled cash for weeks, capped by a record 30-day outflow stretch, and price has drifted lower rather than higher. So the drain is not a symptom of buyers fighting over scarce coins. It looks more like a slow, structural migration of Bitcoin off liquid venues and into wallets that are not for sale, happening regardless of price. That can still tighten future supply, but it removes the simple scarcity equals rally conclusion. Scarcity only bites when buyers show up, and right now they are scarce too, when the off-exchange buffer empties. The second-order effect is the one worth watching. When OTC inventory runs low, large buyers who want size have fewer places to source it quietly. They either wait for sellers to surface or route orders onto public exchanges, where a big block is visible and moves the book. That cuts in both directions. A wave of institutional buying with a thin OTC buffer could push price up faster than usual because the demand hits visible order books instead of being absorbed off-market. The same mechanic works in reverse. Forced selling, liquidations, or treasury unwinds also land on public books with less of a private cushion to absorb them. The June sell-off already showed how quickly thin liquidity amplifies moves, with more than $1.5 billion in leveraged positions wiped in a single 24-hour stretch earlier this month. For most retail holders, none of this changes day-to-day behavior. The relevant takeaway is structural. As off-exchange reserves shrink, U.S.-based trading venues and their visible order books carry more of the weight, and price reactions to large flows can get sharper in either direction.